Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. The Connect.de review highlights O2 Telefónica stores for their modern design and engaging customer consulting despite occasional service lulls. O2 Telefónica is strengthening customer loyalty with a permanent smartphone discount advantage for long-term users and ongoing fiber network activation delays in Langenau and Albeck, linked to coordination issues with O2 Business, continue to impact high-speed internet access.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on a forum in Munich where government ministers and economic representatives discussed reducing bureaucracy and accelerating digital transformation. The event featured Federal Minister for Digital Transformation, Karsten Wildberger, who noted that the country has become entangled in outdated structures, comparing the process of reform to removing 20 years of concrete. The discussions, described as exceptionally constructive by Wildberger, also involved Bavarian Minister President Markus Söder, who affirmed that the state's modernization efforts are far from complete, despite over 700 initiated measures, including updates to building regulations. Both the Bavarian and federal representatives underscored the necessity of integrating AI into public administration, citing digital centralization initiatives like a nationwide online vehicle registration service as critical steps. The dialogue further addressed overarching problems with fragmented digital systems at the municipal level and the need for restructuring to enable faster, more efficient public service delivery in an increasingly competitive global environment.
The Connect.de article presents a comprehensive test of mobile service shops in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, including an in-depth review of the O2 Telefónica stores. The report describes how the latest trends in smartphones are showcased in these shops, with an emphasis on personal customer consulting, hands-on device testing, and the overall shop ambiance. From the review, the O2 shops in Munich are recognized for their modern design, clear structure, and accessible hardware presentation, with a friendly atmosphere largely created by the attentive O2 team. However, while most staff members demonstrate competence and courteous engagement during tariff and device consultations, a few cases showed less energetic service. Overall, the article from Connect.de concludes that O2's performance remains very good, though it ranks behind competitors such as Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone, reflecting the continuous challenges and opportunities in enhancing in-store service experiences.
In a separate report, online piece Zibdaich details how O2 Telefónica is reversing the typical market trend by offering a permanent smartphone loyalty advantage to existing customers. The article explains that by extending their contracts, current users can enjoy up to a 15 euro discount per month on smartphone purchases, potentially saving as much as 360 euros over a 2-year period. This loyalty program, which applies to all available smartphones when combined with O2, My Handy Tariffs, is designed to provide significantly better conditions for long-standing customers than for new subscribers. It is clearly outlined that access to the benefit is staggered depending on the tariff level and remaining contract term, with availability beginning as early as the 13th month for higher-tier plans. The online PC.eh report emphasizes that this initiative underlines O2 Telefónica's commitment to customer appreciation and aims at reinforcing its position as one of the most consumer-friendly mobile providers in Germany.
The Handelsblatt article details how Microsoft's expanding data centers in Great Britain are reinforcing the backbone of the digital world, essential for everyday services such as online shopping, banking, remote work, and communication. It begins by recalling a recent incident with AWS, where a significant server outage in Virginia underscored how critical these largely hidden facilities are, not only for fueling applications powered by AI, but also for connecting the real and virtual worlds. The report emphasizes that Microsoft plans to invest $30 billion in the UK by 2028, with half of that investment earmarked for constructing new data centers, while simultaneously highlighting an investment of over 3 billion euros in Germany to double capacities for AI and cloud computing by the end of 2026. The article further explains how these expansive investments come with substantial operational challenges, such as the need for reliable, low-cost renewable energy, effective cooling for high-performance chips, and consistent grid stability. all while maintaining ambitious climate goals by increasingly relying on renewable sources like wind, solar, and water. Ultimately, the Handelsblatt publication notes that Microsoft's robust cloud operations, with an uptime exceeding 99%, attest to the company's commitment to operational excellence and its role in driving forward the innovation and reliability essential to the modern digital economy.
The Handelsblatt.com reports that Deutsche Telekom and NVIDIA are in the advanced stages of planning a new data center in Munich, a project that could significantly alter the competitive landscape in AI infrastructure. The article explains that the project, with an estimated investment of 1 billion euros, is expected to address Europe's urgent need to modernize data centers in order not to fall behind in the AI race. It is noted that Europe's ongoing debate about the construction of such facilities comes at a time when consultancy Deloitte warns that Germany might need to invest as much as 60 billion euros in AI infrastructure over the next 5 years in order to remain competitive. In this context, the project's expected integration with SAP, Europe's largest software company, is highlighted, showing the strategic importance of the new computing capacities. Moreover, the article recalls that Telekom and NVIDIA had previously announced plans to develop an industrial AI cloud, anticipated to be operational by 2026, which would pave the way for subsequent investments in AI gigafactories, a concept currently also supported by the German federal government. The report further contrasts these developments with the substantial investments being made by major U.S. cloud providers such as Amazon Web Services, Google, and Microsoft, each planning to invest double-digit billion amounts in additional computing capacities in 2025. This narrative underlines the critical need for significant advancements in infrastructure to support the next phase of AI applications, illustrating how strategic partnerships and innovative projects like that of Telekom and NVIDIA are key to driving future competitiveness in a rapidly evolving digital market.
In today's briefing on politics and regulation, Bild published an article titled, "Suddenly We Are Hostages of China," that highlights escalating tensions in the raw materials trade with China. The article details China's near monopoly over key resources, noting that the nation refines over 92% of the world's rare earth elements. It explains that China not only dominates the export of these elements, but also controls the entire value chain, an issue that affects companies distributing products containing Chinese raw materials. According to the publication, experts such as Dr. Amir Saeed Ghassabe underline that companies must now inform China of any further usage of these resources, with a new requirement to obtain a license from Beijing starting December. The article also references industry criticism from Hensoldt, pointing out that the government and European leaders have not taken proactive steps to reduce dependency, a situation compared to a previous raw materials crisis, and underscored by the recent cancellation of a planned diplomatic trip by the German foreign minister. Additionally, the piece mentions that EU authorities, including EU Trade Commissioner Maro Sefcovic, are planning discussions with China, while experts suggest that aligning more closely with the U.S. and Japan could help mitigate the growing dependency on Chinese resources.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on an incident in which a widespread internet and fixed-line telephone outage occurred at 7:30 in the morning, leaving users unable to access essential services. The article recounts the frustrations experienced by a customer who attempted basic troubleshooting measures such as rebooting and reconnecting the router without success, and subsequently called Vodafone's support, where complicated account protocols added to the irritation. Vodafone's customer service suggested switching from DSL to a cable connection for a modest additional fee in order to secure a faster line, though the reported disturbance was not immediately resolved, and a technician was scheduled to address the issue. The report provides further background by detailing that a local network operator, Sina, had switched off power to a 1 kilovolt line during ongoing infrastructure work, thereby affecting the connectivity and resulting in widespread disruption. The article concludes by highlighting how modern dependency on internet-based services, including telephone, television, security systems, and work-from-home setups, underscores the critical impact of such outages on daily life.
The Südwest Press reports on ongoing connectivity issues in Langenau and Albeck following the symbolic inauguration of a new fiber network by UGG and its subcontractors. In early July 2025, local dignitaries celebrated the launch of the fiber network. Yet by the end of October, many customers still have not gained access to high-speed internet. The article explains that although the physical cabling has been in place for several months, the final activation steps have not been completed, leaving around 800 households in the affected areas without proper service. It further recounts the experience of a local IT service provider who, after placing an order with O2 Business in March 2024, encountered delays linked to technical shortcomings such as an undersized distribution point, known as the HUP. The Sudwest Press notes that these delays, which have arisen due to coordination issues between UGG, its subcontractors, and even O2 in some instances, are expected to be resolved soon as teams are actively working on the remaining milestones.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.